The Edmonton Rush, winners of two straight, convincing win over Vancouver. And then they go into Toronto, beat the best team in the East, 11-9, sitting up in first place on the road again, taking on Rochester. Veteran forward Zach Greer joins us now. Zach, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing well. How are you, Greer?
I'm doing excellent. I want to start with kind of a tough subject, something unfortunately you guys have been accustomed to. Yeah, everybody on the team knew what happened with Derek and his wife Wendy last season, and now you know, Aaron Bold was on our show last week just before the game talking about his girlfriend Michelle, Zach, and I know you're recently married, you know, starting a young family, so this probably maybe hits you on a different level when you see a guy whose girlfriend's right around the same age. How does that impact a locker room when that news comes out?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a tough subject and tough to imagine at that age, no question. You know, I think that it's, you know, on a positive note, one of the great things about our team is that we are so close together. You know, our theme this year is brothers, and we really treat each other like family. So when something like that, you know, happens and somebody's put in a tough situation, we're certainly there for each other. And the hope is that in the locker room itself, it can bring us closer and we can do what we need to do to support Boldy and Michelle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's real life and then there's sports, and the cliche is it puts things into perspective. But clearly it's a close group anyway. But when you have bad news, whether it's a coach or one of your guys that you share the locker room with, you know, I guess you pull together when you're a bunch of guys who care for each other. And maybe, just maybe, that translates to on the floor as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think this is one of the tightest, if not the tightest group I've ever been a part of. So, you know, certainly in this time where we got to be there for each other and kind of, you know, when you're on the floor, that's part of the time where your mind gets off of that stuff. So it's nice to have such a tight-knit group in there for sure.
You know, let's go to the game against Toronto. Really high-scoring affair, probably the loosest game of the season in terms of offense. For both teams, you guys locked it down. Aaron was very good at points in that game. That's an impressive performance against a very skilled team that scores a lot.
Yes. Are we talking Vancouver or Toronto last week?
Toronto.
Yeah, sorry. Toronto. I mean, that's a tough place to play against, no question, you know, right now the best team in the league. So to be able to go in there and have our defense do what they did, and Boldy did what he did, and we put the ball in the net when we needed to. Certainly getting some help from the D guys, too, in that regard, with obviously Nick Bilic having a great game back there for us and scoring two big ones. But no question, a big win for us in Toronto.
Speaking of Bilic, the defender, Derek Keenan was raving how he really listened to the scouting report on where to shoot on the goaltender, and was saying how I want our offensive guys to follow that more, and kind of said it with a chuckle a bit. How closely do you follow that, Zach? When you're in the offensive set, you're thinking, okay, maybe the goalie wants to we should shoot on him short side, but it's not that easy when you got two defenders on you.
Yeah, for sure. I think you need to be aware of that. It's not always something you can make happen. In me personally, I think I've tried to do that a lot more this year, is know where I want to put the ball before I shoot it. Because a lot of times in this league, the goalies are so good and they're so big that there's not necessarily open space when you let the ball go. You got to put it in a spot so they're going to move out of the way or kind of make them move in the opposite direction. So trying to figure out that part of it is a big piece for the offensive players. But like you said, if there's a guy all over you, a lot of times you're just trying to get it on net.
You are on pace to crush your most goals in a season. You've got 24 already in only 10 games, seven shy of the 31 that you had in 2012, and then 30 last year. Do you credit that to that knowing where you want to shoot more a little bit this season?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of everything. It's taken me a while to figure out the box game, and going from field to box can be a tough transition for some guys, and certainly was for me coming back to it. But that's definitely a big part of it, is being able to know where the goalies are going to be and where you can put the ball in spots that they might move out of the way. So trying to figure out that aspect and that almost the mind game with the goalie has come a long way, and this year I'm starting to figure it out, it looks like.
Well, Zach, the cliche is, whether it's hockey or lacrosse, you know, good things happen if you put the ball or the puck on the net. If I'm reading the game reports properly, you got one with the shot clock expiring, and goes to show you, you put the ball on the net, sometimes it goes in.
Yeah, I'm not sure guys are always thrilled with that last second shot. A lot of times it can backfire if you throw it wide and it turns into transition the other way. But, you know, I'm a guy that likes to throw it anyway. So as long as you can put it on net, typically you're fairly safe, and that one squeaked in for me.
Zach Gerr from the Edmonton Rush joins us to take on the three-time defending champ Rochester Nighthawks Saturday night in Rochester. You can watch that game at TSN.ca. Zach, you've played now 3 years with Mark Matthews, and you know he's even more dominant this year. You play side-by-side with him on the right side, but both lefties. Just talk about his development now in year number three, and what's the biggest difference you've seen in his game being that close to him?
Yeah, I mean, he just gets better game in and game out. He just commands so much respect on the floor. His hands are some of the best in the game, if not arguably the best out there. And he's a physical presence, too. He's tough to stop. So, you know, when he's on his game, he's the best there is out there. And certainly this year, he's been great. So, you know, I think it's a little bit of everything. I think the chemistry on offense is really good. I think he's, you know, probably matured a little bit as a player. Nobody steps in this league and dominates, but he's come a long way in the last couple of years, and he's certainly doing that now. So there's probably a few different factors that go into it, but you know, we just got him on our side, and the offense is kind of coming together nicely here.
Zach, you can have two really good ball players, and sometimes they don't necessarily complement each other just because of their styles, the way they play. When you talk about chemistry, is this something that you've really worked on, or is it just that the way you guys play complement each other, or a little bit of both?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I give credit to Coach Keenan there for kind of assembling the group of guys. You know, not only do we get along really well on and off the floor, but I think our games do complement each other. But, you know, it doesn't happen overnight either. You know, I think you saw kind of early on this season, we were a little bit sluggish and getting each other's way. And I think there's still room to improve in terms of finishing on the floor and some of that stuff that we can kind of continue to get better at. But, you know, it definitely helps when you got guys that get along real well, and also, you know, their games complement each other.
Zach Greer joining us. Zach, another one of those offensive guys. You're on pace for a career year. Matthew's on pace for a career year. Robert Church has already matched his career high, and we're only at 10 games through. And we saw him on the top of the power play, deadly accurate, not necessarily the hardest shot, but very accurate. Just talk about, you know, that other side of the floor and how you guys are starting to work together swinging the ball across.
Yeah, no question. I mean, we've always been, since I've been in Edmonton, an offense by committee, and we certainly still are. And that's the most dangerous part about our game, is that anybody on any given night can put in three goals, five assists, whatever it may be. And, you know, everybody on our offense has had those nights. So, you know, Churchy had a great one, and he's been playing well all year. But I think, you know, I think our entire unit, certainly everybody on the right side, Benji stepping in, and Jared Davis, Conway, all those guys, doing a lot of dirty work too that doesn't necessarily show up on the score sheet, but it's certainly valuable to our offense. I think, you know, we're back to that kind of offense by committee thing, and that makes it dangerous moving forward.
Zach, one of the things that we talked about going into the game was, you know, you'd been close in some games, and they hadn't gone your way, and that's fine to a point. You can think you played fairly well, and it just didn't go your way. That happens. Now you've had a couple of good results. You won a close game in a real tough building. Do you think you can build any traction from that, or is momentum sort of overstated when you got a week between games?
No, I think that's part of the plan for sure. And we got a tough month coming up here with 6 games in the month of April. Certainly, you know, going to Rotch this weekend is going to be an absolute battle, as it always is. But you know, you definitely want to take momentum from those close games that you win. And I think, you know, the important part is that when you don't win them, certainly those back-to-back overtime games were tough for us, but the important thing is that you learn from them, and down the line you hope that pays off. So I think, you know, looking back, there's probably some things we could have done differently in both of those games to have a different outcome. And as long as we learn from them, then, you know, you take it and kind of move on. So momentum is a big part of it, but you also want to learn from your mistakes and learn from those tight games so that when it comes down to it in playoff time, we've got that experience and everybody takes a deep breath and we know what we got to do.
Zach, one last one for you. And not looking past Rochester, but the next two weekends, you guys play back-to-back Friday, Saturday night both times. You play Vancouver home and away, then Calgary home and away. And you guys have had a pretty light schedule, not great according to the coach. You did not have that many byes early on. How do you prepare for that? Because it becomes pretty taxing playing back-to-back nights in lacrosse. Can you save yourself? Can you prepare yourself for that stretch of four games in 9 days?
I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's tough setup for us, tough schedule. We'd like to have a bye week probably mixed in, but the truth is we don't. So you do have to prepare. Certainly taking care of our bodies during the week is really important. Getting healthy, staying active, but, hydrating properly, all that stuff that goes into it that, people don't necessarily see certainly makes a difference on the floor. Ice baths after the game, all that kind of stuff. So you're definitely not saving yourself for that second night, but you certainly want to prepare accordingly.
Well, Zach, continued success against Rochester this Saturday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.